Computer.
Okay, we are recording.
Okay. Did you get like the horrible diapers? If you, yeah.
Yeah, the bloody ones. Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Wait, what are we doing? We're doing the we're doing
We were
the
to sign the warrants, and now we're going on to reviewing financials, I think, according to the agenda.
There you go. Okay. So we have to make a motion to ratify the signing of the warrants. He says to ratify the warrants that you've already signed since
I
we made.
motion. I
I
second.
All right.
Do I need to reflect that in the minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
By
you
name
absolutely
or
need to.
just that we approved?
Yeah, that we ratified the
These
warrant
need to be
number
stuffed. I should have that word.
1995.
Sorry. 1995. That was a good year. Okay.
Yeah, think of, oh my gosh, I can like think of so many albums that I love that came out in 1995. It's just insane. Okay.
I was three.
Stay to the stick to.
Oh,
I
God, me too.
graduated high school in 1995. Ooh, that's a
Mm.
good year to graduate high school. I
It
graduated.
was the second year of marriage.
Oh, that's nice too.
But I was supposed to graduate in 95, so I think we're about the same age.
Wow. Well, you both look
I was born
fabulous.
in 77, Shayna.
Oh, I was born in 76, November.
Wow. 10 years on you, Finney.
Yeah.
An
Okay.
entire decade.
Woo!
Okay.
What's the story? Morning Glory by Oasis. The first Lauryn Hill album. The Fuji's the score, I'm pretty sure, although that could have been 94. Anyway, that's, yeah, big year, really important.
Okay, so now we are looking at the budget. Review financials. Do we want to do that or do we want to
We
push
want
it
to do
until?
the well, actually, do you want to give your report first and
We'll
then
do
we'll
that.
do the budget?
Got it.
Keep the budget all together.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, just want coffee. There's two there, I think. Maybe even three. I'm not sure. Okay. All right.
Anyone could take a scan of that with their phone and send it to me?
Scan
Or
of submarine.
how about email it to me? That would be better because then I can pull it up on my screen.
The budget?
No, well, everything but the library report first because Shane is giving her librarian's report before should we do the budget.
On here.
Right. I don't have that, but I can give you the budget.
I'd love that too. Oh,
Okay.
I actually probably have that. But yes.
In an email, but do you want me to? I can forward it to you.
That would be perfect. Thank you.
Okay, I think Marissa is sending it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Our October stats were up.
Yay!
Woo! The writing group continue to have six people attend, and the
Amazing.
camaraderie is incredible.
Ooh.
Two of the attendees have had like huge life problems happening, and they just like look forward to coming to the writing group.
That's
Oh,
great.
that's lovely. Well,
Yeah.
how many more weeks are you doing?
I'm just gonna
Can you
do it
keep
and
going?
yeah. Oh yeah, it's just gonna be a normal thing. Yeah.
This is that's so important.
I'm gonna start in January a simplicity circle, and it'll either be monthly or if there's enough interest, bi-monthly with like a reading. And it's just talking about, you know, ways to simplify your life, and it's really more discussion and yeah,
I love
group
that.
chat.
Do you know when you're gonna do it?
I'm probably gonna do it on like Mondays or Tuesdays or Wednesdays, and on the like the second week maybe, or yeah. So
Okay.
I don't really want it to conflict with the weeks I'm doing the writing
Yeah.
because it takes away
Yeah.
from,
Yeah,
yeah.
totally. Okay.
I
Great.
applied for a co-op food stores grant. I don't have a whole lot of faith that we're gonna get it because recently Dina Wilkie with the Sharon Health Initiative got a grant from them, and I
Mm.
figure they want to spread it around the Upper Valley more, but I thought, why not? So
Yeah.
hopefully I applied for $2,500 for the outreach initiative. The Public Facilities Preservation Initiative grants, the ones that we did all that work on and then they just stopped talking about, they're finally doing them. And Ryan Hawk sent an email suggesting we might expand the entryway, which is one of the things we talked about. They're opening in December and closing in February. So we'll need to, like, February 8th. So if we can kind of figure out if we want to apply and what for.
Yeah. I would probably like hand, I'd probably hand the reins over to somebody else on this since I'm not gonna be wouldn't be seeing it through. But I can send you guys everything I have from Judy Moore, who was really the person who stepped in to try to
Yeah.
like she has some she talked with who's the architect?
Was it?
What's
It wasn't
wrong with
Clark, was it?
Ira Clark, there you
Yeah.
go. Like she has some drawings and she has a lot of she also had quite a bit of energy. And I think that if somebody, if one of you guys reached out to Judy and said, hey, like this
Hey,
is actually maybe happening. Do you want to just like just go forth? You know, then she would probably do most of it. It's just that somebody's gonna need to liaison with her. Definitely. Yes.
yeah,
Yeah.
she knows.
Yeah.
She's the one who figured out that we can't really expand back, we can't expand forward, and we can't expand to the sides. So, which is all things we had considered.
But an entryway is possible.
Yes, entryway would
So,
help.
and I think that I mean, that would be cool, right? It would satisfy all those people in town who are like, whoa, the library bigger. And you could maybe have, I don't know, some space out there for just, I don't know,
I don't know.
art things or make it more like ADA compliant or, you know,
It'd be
like
the
those
entryway off
types
the
of
back.
things. Yeah, with like a breezeway kind of.
Yeah.
Was the original idea, and that maybe like at some times a year you could have things out there, like whether or not you could actually have stacks there.
Probably.
That, yeah, like it would depend on how it was built, of course. But anyway, yeah, so I would just leave that to you guys if somebody wants to just, well, actually, what I'll the next step, I guess, will be just for me to email the group everything that I have from Judy, and then whoever wants to reach out to her can do that.
Oh no, because I'm still moving on. The Susan Knapp, we talked about last week, her wanting to do a bake sale. She's now scheduled it for the 14th, 9 to 1 at the Lebanon Co-op. So, and
Amazing.
she's planning to send emails to several listservs to solicit baked goods. And she's gung-ho. She's got tiers stands to put all the baked goods on. She's got some happy little penguins wearing like Santa hats. You know, she's just, yeah.
This is
It's
just the best thing ever. I we
a real gift.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's super sweet. She came to the book and plant sale. She her child graduated from Sharon at the end of the school year and now goes to the middle school. And she also put up she made a little tiny library in front of the middle school.
And she's the
Cool.
one who does, she maintains the little free library. She got it, you know, this was her idea in front of the White River Junction Co-op.
Oh yeah, no, she's a real go-getter. In fact, she's very sweet too. I mentioned to her that we were chatting. We chatted all the time. I'm outside when people drop off in the morning, and about how I always wanted to get my kids when they have kids, the set of Boynton books, because
Oh,
they love them. And she has then made it her mission I mean, multiple times last year, she'd come in with used and really good condition Boynton books
Yep.
to give me.
She allows me to
That's so
look at
cute.
the books that she's got out in her car. She'll drive up and she's like, "I've got a whole bunch out in the car. You want to come see if there's anything you want for the library?"
Yes.
And her daughter is
Stacy's great.
she's yeah, she is. And she's volunteering here.
Cool.
Yeah.
She's
Awesome.
so and that's such a good time of year to do it. So she said that she doesn't need us to do anything, but like Finny, do you want to just copy and paste her email and just send it to the volunteers and just encourage them, like if they want to participate, to reach out directly to her? Yeah.
Yes, where I don't have Shayna's agenda. So is that somewhere? Is the email somewhere?
Yeah, did I send it just to you,
Oh,
Amber?
okay.
You
Yeah,
got
I
it
got
too.
it too.
Okay.
It's an email from you, Shayna?
Yes, it would have been from me. Like for yeah.
I'll just look.
Yeah, it's called Re Sunday, December 14th, 9 a.m. is the subject line.
Yeah. It's just yes. Yeah. The Sunday after our cookie walk.
Right. And so volunteers may not be interested in doing that, but like
But
just
any volunteers who didn't want to make cookies and would like to
yeah.
make,
Well, they can make anything they want for our sale, but it might also just be like, hey, look, here's a person who's really excited about doing things. Like, don't you want to do that? I don't know.
What an amazing
Good
gift for
for me.
Susan to
Yeah.
do for us.
Yeah.
Like,
It's really, I mean,
yeah, so appreciated.
no way.
Oh my
Yeah, I
God.
know.
Benny, I emailed you the agenda.
Okay. I'm looking up the. It was sent on November 14th, you said, Rebecca?
No, the
I'll forward
subject
it. I'll
line.
forward it to you right now, Benny. You're on this. You've got to have it somewhere, but I'm just gonna. Here you
I'm
go.
just trying to search
It, it's
everything.
an incredible breath of fresh air that she's jumped in to do this at the perfect time.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. I think, yeah, hopefully it will take some pressure off what we have to do for the previous week. But anyway.
But she didn't bite on the, because we just really still need somebody to take on the committee for the rest stop thing.
He was not interested in the rest stops.
Yeah, so that's been cricket. So I don't know how you guys want me to proceed with that.
Oh, it's in January. So, I mean, truthfully, we could go buy stuff and
That is
send them in.
no, but I think the point was we were trying to find somebody who would head up that committee, so we weren't worried about it at all. It was just going to happen, but nobody has been interested in taking the organized. It's not necessarily that we need somebody to do it. It's that we're looking for somebody to do the coordination of it, is how I understood the last meeting to the need that we're looking for a committee to head that up.
Yeah.
So she didn't want to be a committee leader.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's give it a couple of weeks and then nag them again. And then I have said, like, worst case, I'll do the January one.
Yeah, and I don't mind baking stuff. I
Yeah, I mean,
really don't.
I can put a call out to get people to fill the slots, but the call that was I was told to put out was to find somebody who wanted to just be the overall organizer of it. But if we're just changing it up and we want to just fill the slots and have people sign up like we do regular volunteer stuff, I can change up the call.
Yeah, I don't know.
That might make it sound less daunting.
And like we are getting closer to when it is, so like maybe like in the future, still trying to solicit people to like help with the fundraising coordination, but for this one, just like shift focus, I As long
guess.
as it happens. And someone might be willing to step up once they volunteered to do and maybe work there. You might be able to grow a volunteer as opposed to please organize this and oh, by the way, nothing's planned yet.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
I don't know.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I think that that's fine. Do you want to maybe like wait until after? Let's wait until after the cookie sale thing.
That makes sense.
I've got to send out that email. I'm going to do that tomorrow. So are we talking about Susan Knapp?
Yes.
Isn't this what I'm adding to the volunteer list?
Go ahead and yeah, I don't know if she'll be interested in doing any of the normal volunteer things or if she's really wanting to spearhead these. You know, because she talked about how the co-op allows us to do 2 a year, I think it is. So, I mean, she may be wanting to do multiple co-op ones is the feeling I get.
And this is the White River Co-op?
No, she's going to do it at the Lebanon. The
Lebanon
Lebanon.
Co-op. Got it. I couldn't, I didn't remember.
Makes a bunch of them
Yeah.
eventually, I
So
guess.
there you go.
I'll be meeting next month. Are we meeting next month?
Teresa installed the new story walk already, so
So
it's all good.
nice.
It's so cute. I highly recommend it.
She
That's
did it
awesome.
Saturday afternoon. She was here when I came to drop off the letters.
She was volunteering Saturday,
So
and
nice.
yeah. And then Deb Jones suggested that the board send a letter to the select board proposing the prohibition of firearms at the library.
Yeah.
She was just like, "This is the way it's done."
Done.
I was going to send a letter, and she said, "No. Have the board send it." So.
Okay. Does it have to be like a fancy letter? Can it just literally be an email to
It can
Nicola?
be an email to, I would do Nicola and the select board members. I don't know which ones you put on CC and which would be the, but that was what
I'm
Deb
just gonna
said.
email Nicola. Who's on the select board right now?
Kevin Gish,
Scott is right.
not
Is Scott still on?
what's his last name?
Pinkles?
I think so.
And
Let's see.
then is Sarah's no more Sarah. So who is it? Why can't I think of who it is?
I'll Google it.
Jane
That's what I'm
is
doing.
Googling it.
We
Oh.
have
Sarah.
got Ted Austin.
Ted Austin, Kevin Gish, and Scott
Pinkles.
Pinkles. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Don't
What's
think
his
I
name?
know Ted Austin.
Ted Austin. Austin. It's probably T. Austin. T. Austin. Sharon. Maybe T. Dominic, right?
Well,
I'll just try that.
yeah, because it's what the
Because
select
I forgot
board
all the other
is
ones are.
Nicola, right? Select board at Sharon.
Proposal. To.
The prohibition of firearms in the library.
You guys want to? I'll just, this is going to take me like 2 more seconds. Do you want to just
So we're
look
done
at
with the.
the? Do you want to just look at the financials?
Okay. I figure we can just look at this. This is going to show. This is really the worksheet, but it shows.
Is this for the annual budget or?
Yeah,
Okay.
but it also shows our what's going on right here, and I have one printed out that shows multiple years for when we're actually making the budget. But everything looked okay to me.
Yeah, I never know really what I'm looking at, but it nothing's making me concerned.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so we're 33% through the year, and our budget revenue is at 31%. And then our net revenue and expenses, we're at 31%. So, like, we're tracking mostly there.
Yeah.
So,
That works.
Yeah.
yeah.
Because the transfer from the general fund, that's like front loaded, right? A little bit. Since it's like at 40%, we get like a little bit more and then we fill in at
Like how
the
they
end.
do it. All right, I'm gonna CC everybody.
You take.
Oh, one thing I wanted to mention is that I don't have coverage for, I think there's one day
Okay, that is done.
while I'm gone.
Yes.
So there's some Saturdays that don't have coverage, but there's one day that's a Monday, 12:15 from 4 to 6. There's somebody there from 2 to 4, but not 4 to 6.
Okay.
So, and then the Saturday, this Saturday after Thanksgiving, nobody has signed up. The
Okay.
Saturday, I think the Saturday before and after Christmas, nobody has signed up.
Let's just close those days. I think it's going to be so hard to find
Yeah,
volunteers to
and
do those
probably
days.
nobody's gonna come.
So let's just, yeah. Let's just
I
leave.
Shayna, I'll look at the list and take off the Saturday. I'll do a little reminder send, but I think I can replace my Thursday with the Monday, the 4 to 6 shift. So we can at least keep it open for a full shift that day. And then I agree, like Saturdays before and after the holiday are going to be pretty tight for everybody. So I think that's reasonable to close.
Thank you, Finny.
But I'll edit that on the thing, and I'll send out one more quick call to make sure, and then watch it.
Hi, Finny.
Well, didn't see
Tommy.
Wait, what?
Sorry.
Thank you, but hey, have a
Wait, what?
good.
Oh,
Oh,
where's he?
hey, look,
Wait a
Nathan,
minute.
come back. Wait.
Oh.
Hi, Tom.
Wait.
This is a board meeting. Oh, sorry.
I'm upside down now.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you for the interruption,
The public is happy.
young
Thank you. How are you doing?
love. Love you. Be
I
safe.
think,
Stay out of the place. So that was Tommy, in case you hadn't met him yet. We're having a scaled down Thanksgiving this year. I was hoping to score the Trimpies because we usually have between 20 and 30, but we're just having much less because Mike is still recuperating.
That seems okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let us do the budget worksheet, FY 2027.
So this is the full.
This is the full, okay, big, nice, long one. And
Oops. I'll come over here.
Okay. Let me see, because Lucy would have sent this. And I will do it in my email.
Maureen,
Yes.
sit. All right. Can you add that to the notes about the volunteer
Yes. Tell
canceling
me.
Saturday before and after the holiday?
Yes.
And then, because
You
I
know, I
don't.
was taking a break from taking notes. That's
You
bad.
be on that, please?
Yes.
Yeah, so basically for, oh, somebody is
Thank you.
walking out. Oh, okay. So,
the most important thing in all of this is Shayna's wage, which
Okay.
is currently something. All right, welcome. Come on in. No, please, if you have any comments,
No, I love
feel
this
free.
place. I love this place.
Let it be known, a patron loves this place.
Public comment. That's where the public comment part comes from.
Shayna, we have to do your what is your current hourly right now?
2875.
2875. Okay. Right. So, does anyone know offhand what the cost of living increase is for next year? Anybody know?
No, but I can Google. Oh, can you hear? Yeah, I can Google it really fast.
Right now. 2.8%. So let's see what a, and then it's, wait, so how many, what's your, how many hours a week?
28.
28 hours. And it's, and your vacation's paid, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 52 weeks. So let us see. So let's start with let's just see what a 5% looks like. Oops. Darn it. This calculator is very unsophisticated. Let's see. Oops, see. Cord, it would make it 43,935. So you would basically be asking this. We because so just for those who are newer, essentially we our transfer from the general fund is just the librarian's wage, okay? Including the substitute librarian, the FICA, and the retirement, okay? Ideally, currently it currently they're not meeting that because they're not we're not getting a transfer that includes the FICA and the librarian's retirement, but that would be optimal.
So a 5% raise. Are we in executive session? Is this, or is this conversation
No,
not?
this is
Okay,
public.
public.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Out of curiosity, what did it say that the current cost of living increases?
2.8%.
Thank
That's
you.
the Social Security.
State employees get on average around a 5% increase every year
Okay.
currently. So 5%.
Okay. I mean, I think that it would, I think it's always just better to ask the town for a lot.
Yeah.
And then, because I don't know, again, for people who are newer to the town budget, if you go back and look at your town report and you look at the highway budget, I mean, it is, what is it? Like,
Like we're talking peanuts
this
here.
is just so insignificant compared to what they're, to what
And
the
the
town
public good
spends.
is very great because we're a resource for everyone.
Really? Yeah, like this is as important as our roads. So,
So my question would be, what would be considered asking a lot? Like,
I don't
what
know.
historically been
It
asked?
depends on the depends on who's on the select board. There have been times when we have been nickeled and dimed about like $400, and times when there have been zero questions at all. Like last year, we never even went to the select board. Like they never even asked us to come in and like defend our budget.
And how much did we ask for then, if you don't mind me asking?
Kind of, that was a big up,
It
too.
was. Yeah. So,
I have no problem with big ups.
so for what was approved for FY 2025 was 36,976, and what
And
they
what was
for
finished?
FY 2026 was 43,385. So about $5,000. Right. No, a little less. But yeah, it just depends on it depends on so many things, but I think that we should just ask for what we want. So, yeah.
It says it's an average of 5.4% for classified employees, like
Oh,
state.
okay. Oh. Stupid
For
Google.
fiscal year 2026.
Oh,
I'm just looking at like the Vermont official government website and
great.
yeah, because that includes a step increase. So like most people get a step increase every year, but like it kind of it's graduated. So sometimes it's every other year, sometimes it's every 3 years. So like on average, most people are getting step increases every year.
You said 5.8, Finny?
No, it's an average. It says adjustment for classified employees is 5.4% for 2026, and it can range between 3.5 and 5.4. So I think on the higher end is acceptable.
So I don't know, I'm just like randomly looking at things. If we adjusted the wage to $30 an hour, which doesn't feel like a big increase, that is just over an extra $2,000 we'd be asking the
And can you review what the current wage is? I'm just taking notes.
Current wage is 28.75, right? So a 5.4% increase would increase the wage to $30.30.
30, 30. Wait, why can I not edit this?
That 30 cents adds up.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember my first raise was 10 cents, and I was really lucky because some people got five.
Yeah. Well, you make more than me, and I work over 40 hours a week, so I bravo to you.
Oh, thank you. It's Emma. Just
I
push.
know. Emma, can you do my negotiations too?
Whoops.
Oh, Maureen's.
I lost my cord.
Enable editing. There we
Yeah.
go. Because they must have the formula in here so that, it's really funny when
Yes.
I have to like calculate the FICA myself and I'm just like reverse engineering it. It's just really funny. Just 4360. Why are you not doing that? They don't have a, she doesn't have a formula in this.
No.
Okay, it's okay.
What'd you say?
I was just hoping that there was a formula for the FICA and the retirement in the spreadsheet instead of having to just calculate it. It's okay.
Oh.
Okay, so here's a Here's a hypothetical. If we move the wage to $30 an hour even, and then add the FICA and retirement and ask the town to cover all of that in our allocation, we would be asking the town for 50210, which would be a difference of
Not quite 7,000.
about 6,800,
Yeah.
6,825. Which is a 15%, almost 16% increase over last year.
But it really, I mean, it should be like that. That's what they cover, the librarians' wage and FICA and retirement. And then we cover everything else.
I think that's reasonable.
Right?
Like that was basically a goal for a long time, because there was a good stretch where, I mean, I guess it was just all the time before I was aware of it, that the town wasn't even covering the entire librarian's wage. Like we were
Yeah,
literally selling
right.
cookies to pay our librarian,
Yes.
you know, which just seems like madness. Like our taxes should cover paying our library director.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Emma, will you repeat what you said about what we're going to ask the town so
Well,
that I
like
can
this is
type
a
it?
hypothetical. We haven't, I don't know. This is just an just
Okay.
so we would be asking the town for a 15.7% increase over last year, which is a 68 about $6,800 increase. And but that would put Shayna's wage at $30 an hour. I don't know. To me, $30 an hour does not feel like enough for what's happening here, but I also think it's a lot better than where we started like
I started out at
4 years ago,
1850, 6 years
which was an abomination.
ago.
Like I don't know, to me that if you want to just be candid, like that fe I
That
don't know,
seems
my
fine to
feeling
me.
is it feels like that's competitive enough to keep you,
Yes.
or if you were to leave, to be able to actually get
Get
somebody
somebody good.
else.
Yeah.
You think? I don't know.
Yes.
Anybody else out there like working and or have people in their lives who are like professionals looking for jobs? Like, does that feel like, I don't know, what do you guys think?
I mean, I think it is a professional position, regardless of what the government may decide. Sorry, feeling a little sensitive about that right now.
Yeah, I bet as an educator.
With a master's degree, thank you very much.
Yep.
But I do think that the idea that we want to pay to be able to keep somebody, it would cost way more to replace.
Of course.
And we've got someone who is invested in this community. I say it's very reasonable, a very reasonable request.
Do you think we should go higher? I
Well,
mean,
it
so
depends.
I work in nonprofit and it's considerably higher than what we're making in nonprofit for a 28-hour position. So I think a nearly $2 an hour raise is significant, and it's a high salary number for not a full-time position. So I'm not saying to not go higher, but I'm saying it's I from my perspective and what I know as a nonprofit worker, it's a high wage for
It's
a
like
non-time.
I'm in my office, I'm like kind of in the middle range, and it's very close to how much I'm making. So, for
Okay.
state government too. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. This seems fair then.
Yeah.
Everybody all in favor of yeah.
I
Okay. All right. Yeah.
This is for 2027.
Yeah.
So starting in
Yeah.
July of next year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's
it's
like
so weird
it
to,
is,
yeah,
so they
I
call
know.
it FY27 because it involves like
Fiscal year, fiscal.
January of 27, but it starts in
July 1st.
July 1st.
Okay. Yeah, so the
July
state's
1st to June
fiscal year
30th.
runs in July. Yeah.
It's so, I know.
I was
So
wondering, like,
weird.
if the cost of living increase changes I
Yeah, I was
know,
trying to
right?
look up
Yeah, because that's
the
true. Right, you can't like plan ahead.
I was trying to find the bargaining unit for collective bargaining unit for state employees for next year, but they haven't released it yet. So I was like, oh, they're still like negotiating. And what should in on the meeting minutes, should I refer to that? I'm saying next year, and in parentheses, is it FY27?
FY27.
That's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
And so I'm gonna fill out the budget spreadsheet and then I'll send it to everybody. And so you'll have the numbers.
I've already shared the meeting minutes with a note saying, feel free to add because I did check out for a little bit. But also, I'm going to go through and put in the library's note report and everything. So it's not ready to be published yet. Who should I let know when it's ready to go?
Me definitely, and I'll put it up on the website.
Perfect. But it's going to be a day or two or three. Thank you.
Substitute librarian. So how is that going with
Elizabeth,
with
she's
Elizabeth?
yeah, she's she has she's trained for it some, and but she's really excited that she's going to get paid the 360.
So do we want to keep that the same? Like,
What was
should we go up a little or
so
something?
it's for 18 hours, so it's $20 an hour is what she's the what the substitute is getting. We could go up.
And you, Shana, you pretty much use the substitute hours around the holidays, right? In the December time.
It's really just to cover Tuesdays in December.
Yeah.
What?
So that's like a month of employment.
What's the meat set up?
Well, it's it well 3 weeks worth. While I'm on vacation, she comes in and does the day that she does all the interlibrary loan stuff, as well as like the normal circulation that day. But she receives all the interlibrary loans and sends out, gets the other ones ready to send out.
And you said, what is it, 18 hours?
It's 18 hours and it's $20 an hour is the way we have it right now.
Think that that's fine.
No, we're having
She's, I mean, she wanted to
I mean, you could just, I think, just out of principle, doing an increase is important. So you could do like 375, and it just adds just so that you're showing that your budget, there's
Or
goal.
I well yeah or th 378 would that be
Good.
is that no a
Let's
dollar
make it
extra
2050
yeah
times.
that yeah 378 would be $21.
Okay.
I mean, just to incentivize, because it's a pretty big deal that she comes and does that for such a it's not like 18 hours over the year, it's such a chunk
And
of time, but it
makes a difference.
incentivizes her to stay.
Yeah.
It really does.
Stay
You're
engaged in that.
375.
378.
378. We made it.
Great. That's like
That's good.
a
5%.
yeah, 5%.
Okay, good.
All right. Library
The
supply.
5% to 21. Is that what we said?
21 an hour, it averages out to be.
Great. Thank you. And that's from 20 an hour.
Yes. Oops.
So we are down to library supplies. The last 2 years we have budgeted 440. We exactly met that for FY25. How are you feeling about supplies? Like, is our Like, are things increasing enough that it's getting hard
No, I
to
mean,
get?
it really just is when I start running low on things, like, oh, now I've got to get something that kind of costs a lot. Okay, but generally speaking, I mean, I feel like I could even go down to 400 if we want to save a little there. Yeah.
Well, they're only going to get more expensive.
Well, that's true. We could
That's
just
just
worry
Deb's
that.
advice is always like, do not decrease line items in your budget.
Okay.
Exactly. I mean, I could see leaving something the same, but we all have to understand we're going to get probably, I dare say, much less for that money than we did last year or the year before. I would never ask for less.
I'm definitely noticing it in books. The books are going up. They are going up. Yeah.
Going to get worse.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can leave that for now. All right,
It
so adult books, DVD, and audio, that the last 2 years has been 2,000. I mean,
We could just make it like 2100 or something, not go up a lot, or we could
okay.
just keep it the
So
same.
you used about 2,200 last time, last FY 25. So let's do that.
Can you repeat that for adult books?
Adult books and audio go from 2,000 to 22. Is FY 25, we spent 2,190. So
Too many numbers. Go from what to what? From,
I don't know that you have
sorry.
to write this down, Maureen. I don't think we
Okay,
have to
good.
record all of this
Yeah, you can
because,
just say that we
we've,
did the budget.
we made our budget and then
Okay, I did
it's
put
like a
include
supporting
the libraries, the librarian's wage information. Is that important? Or just budget was discussed? And like, how explicit do you want me to be?
I mean,
I think like when we get to the end where we have like the total numbers, we could say like we're asking for this much money.
okay,
That's
great.
like what could be.
I love that. Thank you.
It's just
I know
yeah.
it's annoying that I keep asking you to repeat, but
It's totally fine.
especially
Yeah,
when it's a
let's
lot
just
of numbers.
let's remove those detailed pieces.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Audiobooks. Last year we budgeted six. No, sorry, FY25, we budgeted 600. We spent 850. We budgeted 800 for FY26.
And we have that extra thing, that $150 that we spent on Biblio Plus, which is we put it in there because that seemed like the best place for it. We don't have anything in particular. We just got on the warrant is the downloadable, and it was $775.30 this year.
775
And so we
30
budgeted
plus
800.
150
Yeah.
775 look okay so and we budgeted 800 and it was 925 is what it's going to end up being, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these keep increasing pretty dramatically. Why don't we budget for 1,000?
Yeah, at least. Yeah,
Yeah.
I think
Good
that's
idea.
okay. Programming. The last 2 years we have budgeted 1,300. FY25 we spent 1,200. I feel like that's one area where we're always like, what else should we do?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know that we, I mean, should we leave that?
I feel like that's a failing of mine because I am a tightwad and I have trouble, paying someone $300 or $400 to come talk for an hour or play music for an hour and a half or something. It's really, really, really hard for me to do. So that said, feel free to take charge if you're like, we need this person to come, and
Yeah,
yeah.
totally. Well, let's just leave it the same. I think that's okay. Children's books, 1,500 the last 2 years. We spent 1,400 in FY25.
Which I never could figure out how that happened.
Okay.
I I'm I'm wondering if Lucy somehow moved something into the adults and not the kids.
Okay. Yeah, probably.
Because it doesn't seem like a realistic number.
Yeah.
We should go up. What do we think? Like, well, how much should we increase
Well,
the
we increased the adults
200?
200. We could
So
just do 100.
or like 150, maybe 1650.
Yeah.
Don't know. Our software
Went up to
cost
$100.
$900 last time. We should probably budget what, nine? It went from 800 to 905
So do we want to do a
in 1 year. So
thousand?
we should probably budget 1,000.
Yeah.
We could.
It's
It was
scary to think
bought.
about, but
It
real.
was bought by somebody, and they said, "Oh, you haven't had a price increase in quite a while. So now that we're here."
All right. ILL fees. FY25, we budgeted 1,500. We spent about 14. Budgeted 1,520 last year. I guess that's sort of hard. Because that's like it just totally depends on how what
Right. But
people.
just so you know, there was all that talk about the IMLS. They and like 21 states sued the federal government and they just won. So IMLS is protected at least as right now.
So those
I
courts.
just
I
heard
love
that report. That's awesome.
that.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
amazing. Okay. I don't, yeah. It's sad that I should have to think that's amazing. It's a tragedy.
Guys, I have to step out in 1 minute. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And
So
we could just kind of keep that the same and
you think
see. But
1,520?
and we didn't, what did we spend last year? Like 14.
1,400. We budgeted 1,520 this year. We are a third of the way
Through, which
through,
makes it
and we've spent 28.
$1,260.
And we've spent 28,
Yeah, so we're not.
7%. So we're sort of on track. So should we, let's maybe just go to 1,550, I think.
Only like a
Tricky
small.
one. Yeah.
Yeah, small
Yeah.
increase.
Yeah.
The PO box was 126 last year. It went from 120 to 126, so we should probably make that what, like budget
30, 35.
135 maybe.
130, 135. Yeah.
Five. Okay. Phone and internet last for FY25, we spent 1469. We budgeted 1400 for FY26. So we've 34% right now, so we're right on target. So we should probably go up us. I don't know, phone and internet, that's such a hard one to predict.
I feel like they're all going to be hard to predict right now.
Yeah, we have EC fiber, right?
So we spent 14, so it was, so call it like 1,500 in FY25. So I don't know, guys. We budget 1,600 for
I think
next.
that's conservative. I don't think that's a crazy idea.
What are you on, telephone and internet? Is that what you're looking at?
Yes.
Internet. Okay, fundraising expenses 300. So we,
Even
yeah.
these cost how much?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so at Staples, so we last year when we sent out our appeal, the town printed it, which was charming of them, and then they would not print it for us this year, and so the printing, I can tell you. It's a lot.
Like $300 a lot.
No.
Never know these days.
I mean, yeah, everyone's version of a lot is a little different.
Let me see. I just have to find my Staples receipts. Here we go. All right, so today I spent 142.59, and then my last one. What day was that? Here we go. And then the 11th, I spent 223.98. And then we're not even considering, like, it just so happened that Finney was able to print labels, right?
Right.
So there's that. And then the postage, we don't know what that will be yet, but they put in $4.50 for that. Yeah, this it costs quite a bit to send these. Figure, like, so it's about $800 what we had spent this year.
I have to slip out. Is this going to mess up your system? I mean,
Not
your
at all.
meeting of enough people?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye. Happy
Happy
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah. And that's not even, like, that's just to send the appeal. That's not considering, like,
Over.
like, people. And you should, again, for the people in the back, don't forget to submit your receipts. Even if you ultimately decide you don't want reimbursement, you still need to submit your receipts.
Keeping track is important.
We know how much the board members are subsidizing the library. Yeah. Last year was really nice that the paid for the printing. And then I think that I just never submitted receipts for, I don't know, maybe I didn't buy the envelopes. I can't remember who did, but I think that they probably just subsidized them. So
I thought we had envelopes.
maybe we had
We still
envelopes.
have
Maybe we
some.
had them left
Yeah, I
over.
printed the
I don't really know.
labels at
Yeah.
home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's lots of stuff like that that happens, which is great, but sometimes it doesn't. So anyway, 500 is what was actually some what the library spent last for FY25, and we budgeted 300 for this year. And I'm going to submit the printing receipts. I think I probably should do that.
And I remember Lucy emailed us and was saying something like, for next year, increase the budget by at least 500 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to remember.
Well, she said to just budget like an extra four, like five, 450 or 500 or
Yep.
whatever for the postage,
Yeah.
right?
Jeez.
Oh,
Postage is really expensive
well,
over here.
it's expensive.
I hadn't, we like had stamps from so long ago that we bought them, they were like 50 cents each, and
Yeah.
now they're like 75 cents each.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
I just bought Christmas stamps. Yeah, they're so expensive.
So anyway, let's just write what it actually is. Okay. So let's figure 800 for the annual appeal plus an extra like 300 figure for the other thing. So 1100, I think we should probably put there. And
Is
then,
that just for the appeal? Like, should we account for other?
well, that is
That's
so, like,
okay.
the figure the appeal is about
Oh, I
800.
see.
And
300
then,
is
like, an extra
beyond that.
300 of, like,
Okay.
people submitting receipts from other
Yeah.
things, maybe. I think that's still probably
That
enough.
works.
Yeah, but mileage,
I just never
we've,
go anywhere.
yeah,
Yeah.
okay. Yeah.
I fold in my errands, so I'm
Okay.
going to pick things up for the library. At the same time, I'm going out to get my
But
own stuff.
when you go to like
The
the
conferences and
conferences and
meetings and
things.
stuff.
Right. And I mean, if that happens, it happens. But I tend to not go to, lots and lots of them. There's like a conference online I did this year.
I feel like more and more stuff is offered online.
Yeah.
We should
You can
not
just
remove
keep
this.
it.
We need to put something there.
Just keep the 50
So keep the
there.
50. Education has been 100 in FY 2025. You spent 90.
I haven't found anything yet
Haven't
to
done
spend it on
anything,
this year.
which is fine, but it needs to at least stay there. Is there anything is there something that you would really like to do that is costs money that we
No,
know something that
not.
you feel like would be really important for advanced
It's
funding?
funny, when I go to a conference, it's like there are a few little nuggets here and there, but for the most part, it's a lot of like, oh, we're doing really well, oh, we're doing really wonderfully. I know it's hard, and but it's more just cheerleading, a lot of cheerleading, which I get right now. You need it, but it's not like crucial stuff. I can generally find the crucial stuff even for free.
So we can leave that.
Yeah.
All right. So dues, fees, subscriptions. This is like all of our museum passes and the Herald
And the
and
book streaming or no?
No, that's
Okay.
under downloadable audiobooks.
Okay.
We probably need to change the name of that line at some point to be like, I don't know, digital,
Digital library, digital, yeah.
what would you call that? I mean,
Digital subscriptions.
resources.
That's it. Digital subscriptions. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I put that in there. So I've just okay. So dues, fees. So we should change this. Let's change the dues, fees, subscriptions, because this is now confusing. Let's change it to because so it's
So it's museums, it's passes,
let's just do passes.
but I'm wondering if there are other things. I think the love
Okay.
fee dues, so dues and like
I just wanted to say what it actually is because,
I
I don't
know
know.
we could have an extra,
What if you win the lottery? I'm off the board. Everyone is just like, what is
what?
this?
That's pretty broad and miscellaneous too.
Yeah.
So what should we?
We could say downloadable offerings to take the word subscriptions out of that one and be able to use it on the other.
Clever.
Maureen did say resources,
Downloadable resources. That's pretty good.
yeah
I like
yeah
that. I like that.
I
Yay,
thought that was really good.
Maureen.
Every once in a blue moon, I promise nothing. That's
Let me just write what it actually is. Downloadable resources, and that is Libby and
Libby slash Overdrive. Or, well, they're going to call it GMLC.
okay.
GMLC.
Oh God. GMLC.
More secret codes.
And now, Biblio Plus.
What's the other one? Pant what's it starts with a P?
Oh no,
Oh,
Palace.
Palace.
That one's not. That one doesn't cost.
Okay. Biblio Plus. There we go. So now it actually says downloadable resources in parentheses GMLC slash Libby and Biblio Plus. Okay, so now we actually know what that is. And then for this, dues, fee, subscription, and miscellaneous expenses. So museum passes, LU love dues, Randolph Herald. What else do we get? Do we get another newspaper?
No.
Okay.
What's Love?
Love.
Librarians of the Upper Valley. It's a group that we belong to where we have rotating collections of DVDs and audiobooks so that we don't have to purchase our own.
All right, so let's just museum passes, love dues, Randolph Herald, and miscellaneous dues. Oh,
Yeah.
that we are good
Yeah.
with that. Okay. All right, that's a little more descriptive. Okay, so we, all right, but we have to pick a number for that. So we budgeted 670 for FY25 and spent 667. So far we are at, well, this is hard because they come in at different times, so you can't really go off the percentage. So I assume those things will go up at least some. Do you want to budget 700 for
No,
that?
that sounds good.
Okay. Furniture and equipment, 300. In FY25, we used 346, budgeted 400 for
Have
FY26.
used almost nothing,
Not really using it.
but
What do we need? We got to do the table. How are the computers?
I am still getting used computers from my husband at Dartmouth. So
Wonderful.
we're okay. We are okay for
That's
patron
incredible.
computers.
Okay. Should we just leave it? Yep. Maureen?
I just feel like, it's one of those things that so once something goes, it could be pretty pricey.
Yeah.
So I guess leaving it might be a reasonable thing. I don't know.
Okay. Website fee, FY25, we budgeted 50, spent 67. FY26 budgeted 60. And that is just like a one-time cost.
Yeah,
Do we?
it's two different costs.
Oh, okay.
It's the name, having that website, and then the other is the hosting of that web the website.
Oh, so it's like the domain
The
name.
domain name and the hosting. And we have ours, we are getting away with almost, I mean, most people are spending way more. Most libraries are spending way more. But we've got like the cheapest personal WordPress site is how I'm doing it, and it's working fine. So
Okay.
I'm happy to just keep.
So let's budget like what, like 75 maybe if it was 67 last time. Okay, in-kind donation
That's
expense.
not a
We don't
thing.
need to put anything there for everybody. That is like if somebody donates, I don't know, some like someone donated a tree once or someone donates
They give us a thing.
a thing, a printer or whatever. That's what that is. Okay, and then the grant expense we think should just match
Whatever the
the grant
grant.
revenue is, whatever that might be. Okay, good. So we have now done our
Expenses.
expenses.
Would we consider that the hardest part?
Oh no, I'm just this worksheet does not have there are no formulas in it. It's just like a, it's not a, I would not call it a spreadsheet. I would just call it a chart.
Right. It's a, yeah, I understand. That's really frustrating.
That's very fun. But I can put, why don't I make a, why don't I just do this right now? Equals.
I don't think I understand the in-kind donation expense. Like, if somebody donates a tree, we
It's
give
like,
them
oh, this tree is
is
worth
worth this
$400.
much. Yeah.
So we give them.
No, we don't give them anything. It's just that it's like someone donated a tree worth
Oh,
$400, and so we like
okay.
put it.
And so the expense thing is like it we also up there should be gifts in kind revenue, and it would match it if we
Okay.
were going to put something in there, but we kind of never expect to get anything.
Yeah.
Why is this like this line is like I and J. I don't want it to be
And
like
the grant expense is like when you submit a grant, you have to pay a fee.
it is very difficult. That is one of the that is the line that we can never quite figure out. So when we get a grant, we
can't just spend it on whatever we want. It has to be spent on specific things. And
So you have to track it.
yeah, and
Okay.
it
Yeah. So
yeah.
basically, like you have your revenue of your grant that like comes in, like, oh, you have this pot of money. They have to show like how you're spending that money. So it shows up in your expenses. So it's like expenses directly related to that grant money
Yeah.
that came in.
Oh,
Yeah.
so is anyone really good at Excel? I am. Oh,
No.
wait, line I. Okay, so I just has nothing in it. Okay. Okay.
We got a response from Kevin about your proposal, by the way, Kevin Gish.
Already? That was quick.
What he
Yes.
says.
Well, his first line is such a controversial topic just before Thanksgiving, Emma.
I don't know why this is. Is anyone, are either of you good at Excel?
What are you trying
So
to
for some reason, this column is like I and J. I don't know. Do you want to just like look at it and see
Oh,
why it's like
yeah,
that?
because you've merged it.
And so when I'm trying to make the, I don't know.
Oh, I think it just doesn't have. There you go. Fixed
But
it.
then, oh, you did.
You're a wizard.
Oh. So now I can do. What am I doing?
Well, Emma's doing that. How's my friend Elliot?
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a photo shoot this weekend
My
for the
goodness.
holiday card. And I mean, like,
Oh my
look at
gosh.
this little sweet.
Oh, look at that face with the good cheeks.
Yeah.
Looking up at the.
So sweet.
Oh my God.
I would imagine lights of all kinds are going to be so fascinating this year. Christmas
Yes.
tree.
Well, yeah, it's a fake Christmas tree.
Okay.
We cut some limbs off of a branch that was hanging over our driveway anyway, and we were like, we stuck them through and propped them up, and yeah, so it's not a real tree, but yeah.
Okay, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Sorry to off track us, but Emma was busy and I needed to
There's
know.
about 1 million photos.
Of course there are. And that's still not enough.
So we made our Christmas card this weekend.
Oh, how wonderful.
You guys must have the most incredible Christmas
Do you
card.
narrow Chelsea did it. So.
No.
And of course, my new background.
Of course,
Yeah.
yes.
I think I don't know if I showed you
Oh
that.
my goodness. He is just adorable.
Thank
He
you.
really is.
And you're feeling good?
Yeah, tired, but good. I'm back at work, so that's
Whole new thing.
yeah, but I'm going part-time starting in the new year, so that's
Oh,
really
good.
exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're hiring your old nanny, Emma.
Oh my gosh,
No,
Candace or Angie?
Angie.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous. I wish I had a baby. I could still have Angie.
Oh,
There we go. Okay, now we have a formula and we are all set. Okay. So, Angie's the most amazing person.
yeah.
She's
Our friend Emily, who we're doing the nanny share with, had her, she's the baker,
Oh,
and she ba was baking today, so she did a test run with Angie and it like went really well, so
she's
yeah.
absolutely incredible.
How wonderful.
I'm glad it's all working out.
Okey-dokey. So we so our total programming operating expenses are at 63,888, and we can compare that to FY26, 61,985. So that seems fine. Why is it not
That
more?
doesn't
Oh,
seem.
it's because I didn't put the grant expense in. That's what it is. The grant thing hasn't gone in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because we don't want to water. Okay, so never mind. Ignore that. We have to fill in the top. Okay. So transfer from the general fund, so that's line six. We decided to put in 50,210
transfer from the permanent fund. That is just like our dividends from our meager stocks. And we're coming in okay. I think we can leave it at 4,000 and hope for that again. Comes in quarterly, so it's like sort of hard to see off of just this thing. Donations. Now let's see if I can remember how this works. Because
it used to be like combined, but not.
Yeah,
I think we've.
it's okay. Okay, yeah. Now it's just donations and
What are you thinking?
the
Donation
donate, because
fundraising?
remember we changed
Yeah,
this last
it
year.
used to be donations and fundraising, I think, like as one line.
Oh yeah,
And now we've
we
made it
separated
donations
them.
and fundraising. So like
Okay.
donations for the annual appeal, or just people putting money in the donation jar, or
Yeah.
and then fundraising, like the raffles and the bake sales and the.
Right. What is this directed donation?
So
So you
that
have that.
is directed donations. I lobbied to have that put in because
I
I
know.
have people who give me donations and they're like, I want this used for this.
Right, okay.
And it's hard.
Let me
It's
know if
been
I.
difficult getting Lucy to actually say, you know, because I'll tell her, here's a directed donation for $100. Here's the check. This is a directed donation. I swear that I have given her several and she hasn't put them in yet. But I'm hopeful. I gave her one this past month, so it will go on this month.
Okay.
So I'll kind of keep an eye on next month's budget and see if it's on there. I'm hopeful. But
Okay.
it's nice to be able, because usually when people give me donations, I can't do anything more than what we've already got in the budget. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's nice to know that that is a lot of money and
Right.
budget.
Like, yeah. Like, oh, you want to give me this for this specific thing? I will use
Yes,
it.
please.
Saying yes, please.
Okay, let's start at grant revenue and then we can kind of like reverse engineer how much money we need to make in donations and fundraising.
Yeah.
So in grants, I mean, it doesn't really matter, but it'll just help with the, yeah.
Sure.
We so the last 2 years we budgeted 2,000. You actually got quite a bit more
Okay.
in grants. You got 4,300
Okay.
for FY25.
That's fine.
Oh, go ahead.
But grants
But
are
yeah.
kind of up in the air right now,
And
especially like federal, like.
it also doesn't really matter because it's not actually part of our budget. Like, do you know what I mean? Because it's like
Right.
the revenue and the grant expense, so it just kind
Yeah.
of like comes out in the wash. So
Yeah, they're for
we
specific
just
things.
need to like pick something.
Yeah.
I guess I would just leave it the same and just.
Yeah.
Okay, so then if I put that
But I
in.
think you're right. We don't know what's going to be coming down the line in terms of grants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always scary to me when we make the budget, and because in the past there have been times where we've been like, oh, you're gonna get this much.
Definitely get it.
Yeah. And it used to be that the grants was way higher because we were putting
A big
the
donation.
big a big donation in the grant. We were calling it a grant. And it is, it's like a donation I would ask for. Write a letter and ask them for this donation, but it's not a grant. So that's why the donations line is so big.
Yeah.
Okay. So now our total programming and operating expenses is 65,888. And then we're gonna do minus 5,210 minus 2,000 minus 4,000. So that leaves us with 9,678. to fundraise. And so we figure our bank interest is going to be similar. Last year, we got $700 of bank interest. Let's just leave that the same. I don't know.
Do
Wait,
you
what do we
know what
have going
kind of
on? Yeah.
do we have like a regular savings? Like, what is the
It's at
interest rate
the
that we have?
bottom. Is it on there somewhere?
It's on the other page. Yeah.
So we have the CDs. I don't know when those turn over. I don't even know why we have CDs. I honestly don't understand what CDs are or what they're for. Not just like put it into first, but whatever. Anyway.
So do we have like a money market at Community Bank, or do we just have like a regular savings account?
Also
So it's like probably like negligible interest being made.
apparently, last year we somehow got $700 of interest.
Probably from the CDs,
Yeah.
right?
What I would think as well.
Oh, so
Certificates of
oh, is
deposit,
it? Yeah.
then that is the that is as much as I know.
Yeah, so basically, like a CD is like a bank account where you say, I'm going to put $10,000 and I'm going to keep it in that account for 2 years, and you're going to give me this interest rate for keeping it there for 2 years.
Yeah, it's a promise. It's like a promise
Okay.
to the bank. I'm going to let you use my money
For
for a
this.
certain amount of time, and you're going to give me a percentage back as a result, or a piece back as a result.
That's
Because
totally.
your account, you can close it any time.
Yeah, you just
Yeah.
don't get that interest.
Exactly, which is why you're committing to the bank. I promise you can have this.
I've heard of a similar thing with the federal government, like having programs like that.
Well, they have savings bonds.
Yeah,
It's
yeah.
similar.
But like shorter term, a savings bond usually is like a much longer
Yeah,
amount.
yeah.
Okay, let's just leave it. Let's just hope that we get another $700.
Or
So
more.
now we need to fundraise
We're probably not going
and
to get
ask for
some.
donations for 9,618 minus 100. So about, yeah, so call it $9,000, which is, so we can put in for our donations. Wait, so fundraising last year, we fundraised 4,500. So let's just make them the same, 4,500, and let's hope that we can get 4,500 in donations. We'll do
Well,
that.
we approved, we budgeted for this year 7,700 in donations.
But that's because we were asking for less from the town. The town at the time was not covering the substitute library and the FICA and the retirement. So,
Because I don't
because
think we're going to get that much in donations this year. Last year it was a real struggle,
maybe.
though it's hard to tell because based on the way things are going, sometimes what happens is society realizes, oh, I better support these little things that I really like because everything else is a problem. Who
Yeah.
knows? Yeah,
Just let me do it. So
early 9:21.
we need to make, we want line 15 and line 41, 40 to be the same, roughly. So if we make, so yeah, we do
Those may
this.
be, those don't have the line numbers on them. So what are the
I mean it. There we go. We've balanced it.
Okay. So look what you've got. Go through your
Okay,
numbers.
so for line 6 transfer from the general fund, this is what we were asking for from the town. We are asking for 50,210.
Uh-oh.
Okay, because that is basically The librarians, wait, let's make sure. I think that actually does not include the substitute librarian. That is the librarian's wage, 43,680.
And FICA.
Calculated for FICA, 3,363 plus the retirement is
What
5,210.
what's the retirement?
3,167.
3,167.
Sometimes like the percentage is different or whatever, and so then Lucy adjusts those so that it should be, it's roughly that. So that is what we were asking for the transfer from the general fund. We're basically just asking the town to cover the entire support of the library director. Okay. And then we've got our transfer from the our dividends. We've left at 4,000, which is like basically the same that it's been. And then the grant revenue, line 11, just guessing and leaving it the same at 2,000. The bank interest leaving the same. And so that comes out with that we need an extra $9,000 somehow. And so that's coming from fundraising and donations. And I just last year, our fundraising, we fundraised $4,500. So I just made that the same, which would leave our donations that we would need to get 4,500 of donations. So I mean, I think we should just leave it like this. And this also gives us a little, I mean, the one sad thing is that the town, if they're actually paying attention and there's someone on the select board who wants to like really nickel and dime things, they could be like, well, how'd you fundraise $10,000 in FY25? You know? And be like, can't you just fundraise another $10,000 and then we will only have to provide you with $4,400, you know,
Right.
$44,000?
I get that, but I think we could probably prove historically that the fundraising is a very variable thing.
Totally. We definitely have data for that.
Yeah.
But I also don't think that we should budget that we're somehow going to magically get another $10,000 in donations.
Right.
And I think just having them, this is what you do, you cover the librarian's wage and retirement and whatnot, and then all this other stuff we're
We
doing our
fundraised the entire rest
yes,
of the maintenance of the library.
right.
Well, I
That's
think
a
that
lot.
makes a lot of sense because, like, we're a municipal library. The town decided that they wanted a library. In order to have a library, the town should have a librarian to run the library, right? Like, I think, like, logically, that makes sense that the town would cover the cost of having a librarian.
And that keeps it at a kind of steady, like, we won't be asking them for, lots more than, I mean, this is what they do. They just cover the librarian. Like, going forward, that seems like a really good, and it's so much more than when I started.
So much more. I can't remember what our appropriation was when I started, but it was shocking. Okay. Thoughts? We could. Everyone want to run away?
I don't want to run away. I don't want to have to pay for anything.
Yep.
I think we're in good shape.
Right. I am saving this. I'm sending it to.
Yeah, who do you have to send it to?
I'm sending it to all of you.
And then it
And I
goes to
will send it to
Lafayette.
Nicola and Lucy and Deb.
Yeah.
And other ones that review.
Well, and Nicola will get it to the select board. Lucy and Deb, Lucy's the financial manager, and Deb just has all the institutional knowledge.
Okay. And Deb is also, I
And he's a
mean,
treasurer.
not that like the other two are not big advocates for us, but Deb is like,
She
Deb.
watches out for us.
Yeah, I feel like Deb in the past has been like, no, like this is important. You need to ask her, or like, we're like, oh, should we spend money on this? She's like, you need to just spend the money you have. Okay, so I'll send it to myself and to Shane.
So once Lucy and Deb make edits, recommendations for changes, then it'll get back to us.
Actually,
It could. There's usually not. I mean, we might meet about it. You might talk about it in
Depends.
December,
Yeah.
but it might just be ready to go
Straight
to the,
to.
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's better not to ask. Just assume. Okay.
That's right.
What's
Just
the
go
thing?
forward
Oh.
confident.
No news is good news.
Right. This is off the topic, I guess, but for the postage for the appeal letters, I'm going to like fill out all the information online. It will be a dollar amount. I can send that to Lucy so she can write a check. Is that how
Well,
it
she's
works?
already given them a check for 450. I
Okay.
don't know if they'll, if it's less than that, if they'll just give you some money back. I don't know how that's gonna work.
I think
Okay.
I don't know. And we've never done it this way
Yeah.
before. I have always just written a personal check myself and then submitted
Okay.
it to the town. So this used to be so much easier, the appeal, because you didn't used to have to do anything really. You just like did all of this business and then brought it over to the, well, I take that back. Sometimes the post office didn't understand what to do with it. And so that
That's
was like
true.
a whole nother thing.
So Lucy's already written the check.
Apparently,
Yeah.
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 Wait, and
Yeah,
Haley, how
we
did
actually
Sharon
us
get
that we
that?
approved it in that warrant, the $450. Yeah, so that she could do that. Yeah.
SharonVT.gov, they all are.
Yes.
This
I was.
business.
It may still go if you have a .NET, it may still go. They're keeping it for a couple of months.
Okay.
So this is not budget related either, but so Deb suggested the sending a letter to propose the prohibition of the firearms at the library. Did she say, did something change in law that's enabling that to be
Because I
something
think
we can do?
that the town can vote to prohibit firearms as they want to at different locations, from what I understand. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, that'd be see, there's
Maybe.
like this
It's a kind of gray area.
generally you're not allowed to,
In
it
unit.
says, except as otherwise provided by law. So, fine.
Yep.
No town, city, or incorporated village by ordinance, resolution, or other enactment shall directly regulate hunting, fishing, and trapping, or the possession, ownership, transportation, transfer, sale, purchase, carrying, licensing, or registration of traps, firearms, ammunition, or components of firearms or ammunition. This section shall not limit the powers conferred upon the town, city, or incorporated village under subdivision 2291. Eight of this title, the provisions of this section shall supersede any inconsistent provisions of a municipal charter. So this year in January, the legislature was looking at updating that to allow for ordinances, basically.
Ben.
Nothing in municipal buildings, but it doesn't seem like it
Oh.
necessarily, but
So
maybe
Kevin's email says, I don't believe that we can re restrict town buildings generally. That's one statement of his, but that they did have a no weapons sign during voting.
yeah,
Yeah,
that and
that they can
that's
do.
that they can do, that's in law.
Yeah, I knew that.
So
So it
I'm
might just be
not
screwed.
sure if
But
but
that
like
is just the
I
nuttiest
also
thing.
have not done like a full legal research either. That this was just a quick Google, so like something could have changed.
Right.
The legislature's website, they don't necessarily update the statutes as quickly as they should. Sometimes they miss things on their website because like the printed volume is like the official copy. But it doesn't look like it changed. But who knows? I could have been missing something.
So I won't get preemptively angry at the state yet.
Yeah, the growth
I
mindset.
might,
Yeah.
yeah. Let's do. That's right. Like I would go to Montpelier and say, hey, look, guys. There's a lot of us solo librarians here.
You could lobby.
Yeah.
You could register as a lobbyist
Yeah.
and lobby for gun regulation
That would
in
make me a
municipal.
target.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
You gotta go. You
Well,
go.
no, Chelsea's doing bedtime.
Okay. That was Chris calling me. He's like, okay, this dog's food is in this one, and this dog's food is in this. Yep, you got it.
How long have you had these jobs?
Oh, a long time.
Long enough that he should have known, but we appreciate the checking.
That's right. Yeah.
Yay, we did the budget, guys. It's gotten so much easier and better than it used to be, I think. Don't
I
you think?
think so.
This at
We kind of
least, this
understand it
has
more.
gotten better. Yeah, I think we've made some amendments to it that made it easier. Okay, so now just for this fun business, I'll continue stuff on these. You don't need to stay.
Okay.
Okay.
Other business that I would
Yeah.
just like to like mention is Tuesdays and Thursdays don't work great for me because they're the days I go into the office. So then I'm only home for like half an hour before I have to come back.
Is it Tuesday or Thursday?
Tuesdays and Thursdays are not great. So it's going to make it hard for me to come to meet on Tuesdays or Thursdays.
Do we?
So we don't have to like make any decision right now, but I just wanted to like let that be known.
Yeah, we totally can change the meeting today, or you could also like when wait, when's your term up?
I
Do you
just
know?
got elected
Okay.
for another one.
So when you guys, I mean, it's always something that we talk about, like when new members come on in March, like do you want the meeting daytime? Or we can discuss it now.
I'm totally fine changing it whenever.
You're fine.
Maureen?
I can't do.
Thursdays are harder for me. The first Thursday of the month, I have a meeting. But other than that, I'm pretty flexible. So whatever works.
Can you send an email to everybody and see what
Absolutely.
Finney says
Yeah.
too? Sheena, what about you? Like, definitely no, not Fridays because Sheena's not here. Also, like, who wants one of everything? So, seems like Mondays could be a good possibility then.
Yeah, would be the
Oh,
first
yeah, what
or
are you
third.
thinking? Not first or third, but we could
Right.
do second Monday.
Yeah, second or fourth.
Second or fourth, okay.
I
Okay.
just put in the notes that it changed because I hadn't been taking notes for a little while since we were talking budget and I changed it to what day the meeting takes place has been discussed. This conversation will continue at the next meeting because we'll have to talk to Finney too.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, I'll send an email, and then we can discuss it further.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Anything else? Bake sale, Santa?
Oh my God, we didn't even talk about our sale.
Oh, is this the cookie one?
The seven. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so I don't know. Can anyone else be here that day?
With the cookie one?
Let's see. Yeah, cookie
It's
walk.
Sunday.
You're
Yeah,
there? Okay, I can be here.
I'm gonna be
Yeah.
in New York. Yeah.
The seven?
Yeah, I can definitely do some of it. I have to.
Wait, it's the 7th? I thought it was the 14th.
No, the 7th. The
The
14th
our
is
cookie.
bake sale at the Cole.
That we don't
The
have to go
7th
to.
is our cookie walk and
I
raffle.
might be able to come to that then. I have to double check, but.
Yeah, so Santa is coming. He's gonna read a story. We are hoping that volunteers will bake things. I will bake things. If anyone else can bake things, that would be splendid. Hopefully, Finney's nagging the volunteers about baking things.
And we're drawing the winners of
We're doing
the
the
quilt.
raffle.
Grab one for me, and I will do. I recognize the name.
I thought I was like, I think that.
Yeah. I send them to my mommy and my daddy.
Yeah, because I also don't think that they made it onto the address
No,
label.
because they don't live in town. They live
It's gonna
in
be like the
Texas.
basis.
So
See
I
again?
did pull some other envelopes when I went through them. I had a giant paperclip full of the names, of the envelopes that you're dealing with. I had a giant paperclip full of the people that needed to be pulled out on that special list.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Oh, amazing. Thank you, Maureen.
Are we all done with our meeting? It's just
Yeah,
now.
we're good. We're just finishing this up.
Concerned.
Thank you for everything.
Of course, have a great Thanksgiving, everyone, if
Yeah.
that's your jam.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.